Transistor Radio, the weekly webcast of Transistor at 5045 North Clark Street in Chicago. This is the Roundtable with Ronnie Wilpert. And we have a few guests today. First, we'll be talking with Joshua Wentz and John LaSala, who are co-creators and co-producers of Foreshadows, The Ghosts of Zero. Hello, guys.
Hey, Hello. How's it going?
Hi. John is joining us via Skype. So thanks for joining us, John.
No problem. Sounds like fun.
Okay, so Foreshadows, The Ghost of Zero, from my understanding, is a collection of music and stories, and it's on CD. Is it out right now?
No, it's currently, we're currently producing it. So the music's been done, the stories have been written, and we're working on design and layout and getting ready for funding and production.
So it's stories and music, and are there vocals or is it all instrumental? And what kind of music is it?
Well, it's a mix. There's a real mix. There are definitely instrumentals. There are clearly songs, and there are a few that are kind of in between. A bit of vocals, but not exactly songs in the classic sense. And then stylistically, that too is sort of all over the map. There's some pretty industrial stuff, and there's some also really dreamy ambient stuff, and really every point along the way, but all sort of falling under a fitting this vision of a cyberpunk aesthetic for the world that we've created through the stories and through the music.
And why were they created, and what was the instigation of the project?
Well, it started off as the idea of creating a soundtrack for a tabletop RPG game that was set in a cyberpunk world. So kind of like a Dungeons and Dragons style game with dice and character sheets and that sort of thing. But then due to extenuating circumstances, it evolved into something where we actually had these 19 tracks and ended up, through John's brother Jeff, pairing these tracks up with authors. And so an author would listen to the music, pick a song that they liked, and write a story based on that. So we have 19 tracks by a group of different artists, and we have 19 different authors that are putting stories together for the anthology.
Are the stories related? Maybe it's a narrative that is in sequence, or are they all different subjects?
Yeah, there's not a single narrative. They all sort of play within this same imagined world that was created out of the ideas of each of the authors, each bringing their own ideas to the table. And everything was sort of pieced together and became this sort of futuristic, dystopian, cyberpunk-flavored world that we kind of call Foreshadows.
Right. The thread that ties everything together is the world of Foreshadows. And the authors have taken their own spin on it, just like the musicians did.
What is Foreshadows?
That's a good question. I would say it's a not-too-distant future world. It's definitely set in on Earth. And it is... It's kind of a dark cyber fiction world. There's a lot of themes that are typical to cyberpunk, which is megacorporations, kind of the mix of biotechnologies and nanotechnology sometimes, but also it takes a kind of darker bent, and there's some elements of horror, there's some elements of detective type stories in it as well. So I'd say it's set not too distant and is a foreboding kind of world.
It's a foreshadow of what could be in the future.
Hopefully not. But who are some of the people involved with the project beyond the two of you?
Well, we've got quite a roster. On the author's side, we have the creator of Forgotten Realms, Ed Greenwood. We have the creator of Eberron, and these are both sort of Dungeons and Dragons based settings, which is kind of, you know, left field for cyberpunk. But Keith Baker, who created Eberron, he's in that list. We have a large number, and I could just rattle these names off. We have Don Bassingthwaite, another great author, Ari Marmol. A whole bunch of people, and you could just go right to foreshadows.net, and we have little bios up for everybody and great little pictures and everything, so you can check it out, everyone.
Right.
And for a few of them, we have a few interviews, audio interviews that are done with each of them on a list that is slowly growing, a new one appearing every few days. So that's who's on the author side. Josh, maybe you can talk about the musicians a bit.
Right. The musicians are a group that's been cobbled together through a couple different venues. One is the RPM Challenge, which is actually, if you recall from the first time I was on the roundtable, what brought my band Absinthe and the Dirty Floors together. And it's a way for independent artists to create an album in a month. And so a lot of the artists we met through there, because it's just a great, very warm and welcoming sort of environment for people to share ideas and collaborate. And the other side of that is the Very Us Artists, which is a project that John and some of his collaborators created, which is a kind of what exactly what the name says, Very Us Artists. It's people that are doing independent music and then putting together these anthologies or compilation CDs of different themes. So a lot of you know, pulling from a lot of different places. We've got artists that are here in Chicago, that are in Portland, Oregon, in Scotland. It's kind of a very global affair.
And you mentioned that there's also kind of a cinematic, atmospheric quality to the music.
Yeah, I think because it was intended to be a soundtrack, there are definitely songs that take on a very kind of soundtrack vibe, you know, swelling kind of lush atmospheric music. But there's artists that definitely took the opposite approach and created these like very either song-oriented pieces or driving like very beats-heavy, gritty pieces too.
Well, I believe you have a medley that you've brought for us that you could share so we can hear some of it.
Yeah, we're going to cycle through a couple different tracks, and I think we'll include maybe a playlist for you later that talks about which artists. But it basically is here to give you a feel for just how diverse the soundtrack is.
Okay, so here's a medley of Foreshadows, the Ghosts of Zero. Okay, that was Foreshadows, the Ghosts of Zero, a medley of some of the key tracks. Who are some of those that were featured on there? Just a few names.
One of the co-producers, Billion, is featured on there, as well as Michelangelo, who is an artist. I think he's currently residing in Texas. And some fire.
This is trucks. Live in Chicago.
The one that Michelangelo did, actually, I think is a really good one to talk about because... Hold on a moment. It was the one that featured the didgeridoo, and he is very much a multi-instrumentalist, but, you know, it gives a feeling that we're not just doing electronic music, even though this is a cyberpunk, you know, kind of futuristic soundtrack. We're not just playing techno music. It's got, you know, all sorts of world elements and other things as well.
Yeah, and that's a key thing about both the world and the music is it really, it's kind of a global thing. You know, a lot of cyberpunk or you know, a lot of different genres will focus on maybe one area or one locale like that. But we have the stories that happen in this are really all over the world. There's some in what what the future version of the U.S. is, but there are some in the Philippines, just really up in on the very north of Canada, really all over the world. And so the music reflects that. There's all of this music would unlikely to be coming out of sort of one location of this world, but really just popping up in various different locations.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting if a person could listen to the music and read it and they would both end at the same time. Does that happen?
You'd have to be certainly a could. Real fast reader, I think. But I think, the tracks range in length, but I don't know if there's anything that actually covers the full spectrum of a short story. I guess if you put it on loop, maybe.
How did you get some of the writers involved, especially those that are more known?
Connections. Well, essentially, my brother Jeff, and he's serving as the lead editor for this book. He had written a novel before for Wizards of the Coast called The Darkwood Mask, and you know, he's got to know a bunch of the other authors sort of in that world, and he talked to them, and they talked to their friends, and their friends talked to their friends, and one by one, put together this nice long roster of people. I guess we got lucky.
John, you're in New Jersey, and how did you and Josh, are you old friends, or how did you get to know each other?
Yeah, we go way back, don't we, Josh?
That's right. I would say that John is really, he definitely has been an inspiration to me musically. And I think we met while I was in high school, he was already in college, but I would say attribute a lot of my music knowledge to him and Jeff, because Jeff got all of his records from John.
It's true.
So, you know, the fact that I know about Yes, and I know about Rush, and I know about Mike Oldfield, all because of John LaSala.
We've damaged your musical sensibilities.
I'll never be
forever.
The same.
So you guys have a fundraiser to raise funds for this project. It's not cheap to put it together. So how's that going, and what are you using for that process?
Well, we're going through the website Kickstarter.com, which is a site that will allow independent creators to fund their project in a variety of ways. Basically, we create the project, we shot a video explaining the project, and then we set up rewards. And people that would like to pledge money to the project can choose from all sorts of awesome rewards that they'll receive if we achieve the total amount that we want to earn.
And you're on your way there, about halfway?
Yeah, we're about halfway there. We're about halfway through, and we're about halfway through the time as well. So,
right.
And so we got about 16 days at this point.
Yeah. And it's always a kind of constantly growing, constantly changing sort of project where we come up with some different rewards, and, you know, sometimes halfway through we're like, oh, someone else has offered to provide, maybe a signed copy of one of their books that pledge backer will receive. We have a New York-based fashion designer, Michael John Keegan, who's offered, if someone wants to pledge $5,000, to create a custom one-of-a-kind outfit for them based on Four Shadows. So that's kind of our top tier. But we also have, you know, pledge a buck and you'll get, you know, something cool, and pledge 20 bucks and you get even more. So it kind of is a multi-tiered affair. So
many stages in between.
And what is the site URL for that?
It's at Kickstarter.com. You could just go and search for Four Shadows. It'll bring up pretty quickly.
And also, if foreshadows.net/FF will take you right to that page, too.
Absolutely.
And again, the release date would be when?
Well, we're looking to release it in time for Gen Con next year, which is a gaming convention that's held in Indianapolis. So we want to be able to present it there. We still have a lot of work to do, still have a lot of money to raise, but once it gets there, we'll have a lot more to show off.
Absolutely.
This is the Roundtable with Ronnie Wilpert, and I've been speaking with Joshua Wentz and John LaSala, who are co-creators with others of Foreshadows, The Ghosts of Zero. Thanks, Josh, and thanks, John, for being with us today.
Thank you.
No problem.
Hours in the rain. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
That was Seafarer. And great job, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Sounded really great.
Thanks for having
us. Excellent.
Pissing salt like an accident. I'm an accident. I butchered my own skin, lying drunk on the wet cement. On the wet cement. If you need a friend, I'll be there, baby, under the table. Oh, if you need a man to cut throats with a ready arm. With a ready arm. Be my girl and have no fear. Expect the worst and it may come near. And if it does, I told you so. Nashville's dead at last. I can hear to my radio. On my radio. With a burned out debutante, with a handful of broken nails, full of broken nails. And I would kill myself to die right here. I wanna die right here. Oh, blunted ballet song to protect your precious bill, your precious bill. Is done, so what's been won? I'm feeling dandy all of the time. And if I'm wrong, would you tell me so? Oh, oh. I'm sinking low. I got a girl, she sings so well, but she could never ever decide. It's morning now, it's morning now. Down or out, you're down or out. Well, let's find out.
That was Kevin Golden of Beaten by Yuri. Kevin, thanks so much for being our guest today on the Roundtable.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks to all my guests. Bye-bye.